The Progressive People's Party, PPP, has expressed doubts about the NPP's genuine commitment to the fight against corruption. The party says the NPP, while in government, rejected key recommendations that reform the current governance system, which facilitates corruption in Ghana. Speaking to Radio Ghana, its General Secretary Kofi Asamoah-Gyan said the NPP cannot reject such recommendations, which could have reduced opportunities and rewards of corruption and turn around to speak against corruption. Members of the NPP yesterday joined AFAC in a demonstration to draw government's attention to the increasing cases of corruption. This the PPP finds offensive. Mr. Asamoah-Gyan reminded the NPP that it does not have the right of automatic successor to the NDC administration. He spoke to Brighton Trauma.
Basically, what we want to put across is that all of us, including members of the New Patriotic Party, are shouting and talking against the excessive corruption that all of us are experiencing. But all of us need to move a step further to make a clear commitment to major changes that will enforce and make the fight against corruption successful. So the point we want to put across is that it's not enough for the New Patriotic Party to shout on rooftops, join demonstrations to talk against corruption, but they should make commitment to fundamental changes such as the suppression of parliament from the executive, because it feeds corruption, it promotes corruption. Parliament has been weakened that it cannot check the corruption that the executive is engulfed in. Two, they should also make a commitment and see a change happen as far as the role of the independent prosecutor is concerned. The Attorney General, as you have it, belongs to the executive, and therefore if members of the executive are engaged in acts of corruption, the AG is incapacitated to take any action against their own. Number three, we are proposing for the president's powers to be reduced so that he doesn't have the opportunity to engage in corrupt practices, control every aspect of our lives. So why don't we have different mini presidents in the name of metropolitan, municipal and district chief executives so that those people at the local level will have different mandates that deal with micro issues so that the president's hand is freed to do other things that will ensure progress. We also call in for a commitment by the MPP to a public declaration of assets regime. We think that what we have now is ineffective. All of us, the current regime, allow us to declare our assets, put it in an envelope and seal it. The Auditor General even does not publish those who have just done this minimal thing. So as we speak, nobody knows if the president has filed his assets and is in sealed. Nobody knows if the vice president has done it. The Auditor General should be made to publish those who have even filed their assets, even when they are concealed. But we want a bigger regime change, which is direct public declaration of assets. So everything you put on paper is known to the public. If our public servants, our politicians, cannot commit to this process, then we shouldn't listen to them when they shout about corruption in Ghana. So that is the challenge we in the PPP are throwing to the New Patriotic Party.
So you think the NPP is not committed enough to the fight against corruption?
Absolutely, right? They're not committed.
But one would say all the issues that you've raised, the NPP is in opposition. They have the minority in parliament, of course. So anything that they will do can be blocked by the majority. So
they're not even ready to accept that change. And I have people on record that I can repeat, that Nana Akufo-Addo, when he had the opportunity to explain his position on separation of Attorney General from the Minister of Justice, he said we should hasten slowly. He doesn't think the time has come for us to do that. What does he mean? It means he doesn't want it. Now, the Honorable Member of Parliament, I don't know whether he's still there, Hackman Owusu-Hagyeman, has gone on record that he does not support the separation of Parliament from the executive. Now, the motivation of people to go to Parliament is to catch the President's eye if their party wins the Flagstaff House so that they can get positions in the executive because of the need for President or for the President to go to Parliament to appoint a significant proportion of its ministers from there. So right from the one, the MP's commitment to the public is weakened. It is their loyalty is rather to the executive. Mr. Hackman Owusu-Hagyeman is against that, and all MPP people are against this. So if you have people against this kind of proposals and recommendations, which is captured in very important national documents, such as the National Anti-Corruption Action Plan, such as the report of the Constitutional Review Commission, and yet, you don't have the minority leader championing it. Yet, you don't have the 2016 flag bearer of the NPP championing it. Then it tells you that they are not committed to fundamental changes. And therefore, anything they say about the fight against corruption, it's just on the surface. It's just a political game scoring because you give them an advantage as far as electoral processes are concerned.